Hey, yo, Outliers. Neil Michonne here. Welcome back to the Outliers Edge podcast. We are going through a second part of the conversation with Chris and Susan Beasley. And if you haven't listened to part one of the conversation, like go back and listen to it. They take us through their incredible journey and how they continue to make decisions and find the right people and mentors to help them move forward, especially if you are someone who's 50 plus and you're looking toward like what you want your life to be here from now on, like retirement and beyond. Like Chris and Susan have been living it. It's not just like a new idea that they've been doing for the last 14 years. They've been, well, longer than that, but like the last 14 years in particular, they've been supporting people to bring their dreams to life from retirement and beyond, and in particularly those who are 50 plus. So I recommend you go back and listen to that conversation as for part one, so you get to know all about us. And then we're going to continue having a conversation right now. And it's interesting. We have some space in here, and I was just saying to you all like how like I actually really like the first part, like okay, we've been able to come in, like people get to know us here, and now they get, now I feel like I can also like relax a little bit more while also walking into like into the danger zone, right?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Going into the danger zone. Well, that'd be fun.
We
Yeah,
all do.
right, talking about framing here. So in this part of the conversation, I like to just bring something that's real for us, like something that we're working on, something that like is un incomplete for us, because a lot of the outliers that are listening, they're asking themselves, how do I step and walk my unknown path? We're creating something out of nothing. They're creating something that we don't know how to get done, and I like to make it real, right? We talked in the previous episode about like proving, you know. I'm like, well, let's like we're demonstrating it. We're living it ourselves. We're still not done. We're still growing. So I like to bring something like I like to like just leave some room open for us to just like bring in something that we're thinking through. It could be something in the business, it could just be something that's on our mind and heart right now. And then I think what my feel here is that we jam. I feel like we just talk, you know, and then people who are listening to this here, they get a chance to like hear the conversation of two people who are just like, or three people who are just like having like figuring out what's coming next. How's that sound to you?
I think that
Sounds
sounds
great.
very cool, and I've definitely got something I would like to ask you.
Yeah, please bring it, Susan. I'm like, let's just chill.
Okay,
Yeah.
because you're good at putting us on the spot, but no, I think it's
Go ahead.
important.
Yeah.
So your podcast is about the outliers. Tell us what outliers means to you and what you're trying to do in this amazing space right now that is absolutely different.
Yeah, so thank you. That is there's two parts that are happening to that, because you're asking both about outliers and you're asking about my edge, you know. So at the end of the day, what outliers mean to me is like the component of like the part of you that doesn't ne normally get accepted, and not by other people but by yourself. And how you can really just belong in complete totality to yourself, right? And then to be able to do that in a way that can be valuable, that you value, and then put it in a way that can be valuable to others, right? So if I put that in another way here, it's just like, how do you take everything about you and turn it into a life that is just like phenomenal for you, that you can continue to fund, that gives you the freedom that you're looking for, and beyond, right? When I heard your question about like what does outliers mean for me, like I was thinking, oh, one of the first, one of the only, one of a kind. That is still there, but the element of it that really struck me was like I am like right now researching for connection to my mission. My mission hasn't changed, but there was a time where I was like deeply like moved by it, you know. And I would take, like right now I feel like I'm in like a task orientation. I'm like, let's get things done to build the systems related to this, and I will feel the stuff afterwards, but right now we just like need to get some things done. That's what it feels like, you know. So when you ask that question, it brings that up. It's not what you were actually asking, but it brings that up in me. And so if you're cool with it throughout this conversation, I'd love to like explore like have that lens on too. All right. So does that answer the first question? I think so,
That
from your
does
question.
indeed. Thank you.
You had a second part to it, which is like, what am I doing that's different right now? Right. So I'm actually exploring a lot of different things. So like I think it kind of depends on like This is interesting as I'm unpacking it. Like, what's the point of view that I take on as like different or not? Because the more different I go with, I'm like, oh, there's other people who are doing it too. Which so it becomes really interesting. The path that I'm trying to go down right now is the ultimate difference is just me, right? Like, there are 8 billion people on this planet thereabouts, and there's only one me. So like, if I ever like need to figure out how to be different, it is really just about like doing more me. You know, and like that has been like my North Star. And what's happening is that I'm starting to identify areas where it's almost like it's coming out in like 1% of the time. So I have this program that I'm offering. One element that feels different is that I'm giving people at the time of this year a complimentary month to come in. It's a 3-month program. It goes on for a year if you want to continue onward. But I'm giving people a complimentary month in it, and I'm not holding back. You know, like there's group conversations, there's one-on-one conversations, like there's a bunch of things in it, and I'm like, am I giving too much away? Right? And like I'm like maybe, but I can handle that. Like, I believe in building relationships, you know? I believe in going back to the proven part. I'm like, I want to go out and meet people I don't know and just serve, because I'd rather do the work with them rather than like talk about doing the work with them. So it's something that I'm experimenting with that feels different. But like, I don't see other people doing it this way. And I'm like, I don't know what that path is. I'll give you one more answer to it and then we'll go from there, which is like, currently, the way that I handle the process and like even like meeting beforehand and like where I want our relationships to go afterwards, that feels different for me, right? Because I'm doing putting a lot into like the process of the podcast. I've done it for a number of years, but like now I'm like, what would it look like to 5 years later for us to still be talking to each other, for us to still be sending each other clients and like to be doing like different summits and like changing the like what the industry looks like and so on and so forth. I don't have the answers to it, but I know that right now, to something you had said earlier, Chris, in our last conversation, but like, I know the next step is to go into this conversation and to be like 1% more different, to be 1% more me, to let my hair down just that bit, just a bit more. That's what feels real, Susan. Like right now, in answering the question, I have like a lot of like whiz bang, and we have this program and this, but I'm actually just trying to say, like, what does it look like to streamline things? And this is what's different, really different from my own experience. It looks like to streamline things and do like one thing completely, which is very different than like for me just trying to do a whole bunch of things that are novel. It's like, what if I just did like brought all that creativity into just one experience that was just robust and complete and like joyful for all? So that's my response there. That's what feels real.
I think that's brilliant because the key words there are the one thing. Do the one thing that you're passionate about that gives meaning to you and will give meaning to your clients and for which people will remember you. And that's exactly what we try to do in our business as well. And we are totally aligned here, us and you, speaking about the same thing, even though we do different things in our business. We are providing the same kind of transformation for people in our own way, differently to anybody else. And we're putting so much value into it that they cannot but help to be successful if they follow the process.
And
The one thing.
Just picking up on what you said earlier on about you is the thing that's different. You are the unique thing.
Yes.
It's one of the things we've taught for many, many years as part of our storytelling process, because there are, you know, if you think about this, there are thousands of people out there all trying to build a business online. Network marketing business, or they're all selling the same products. They're all selling the same services. So the question is what makes you different? And you answered it. What makes you different is you, and you telling your story and having people come to you because of your story, the relationship, You know, we tell people we love cats. We've had cats for years.
We tell them we love skiing.
You know, and it's all part of the process. It's all part of the story. And people come to us because they love cats or they love skiing or many of the other things that we talk about. But that's what makes the difference. It's your story will make you unique. And people will say, you will say to yourself, and people will say to as they do to us, but I don't have a story.
Oh, you do.
You have thousands of stories. And it's just about telling the right bit to the right person at the right time. And when that all happens, everything aligns and you will find yourself having conversations with fantastic people who you've never met, other than maybe online. And you make marvelous friends because it was only a few, I don't know, it's probably a couple of months ago, actually, now that we had our first conversation. But we'd never met. And we've still not physically met. But we've got a great relationship.
And honestly, if you're listening to this, I'm sure this will suddenly have clicked with you. That you are in the right place to learn the right things from the right people who've got the experience, the knowledge, and the ability to help you go from where you are to where you want to be whenever you are ready. That's my finish.
I appreciate you all. And thank you also, like as we wrap up this part of this conversation, I mentioned the first part of this. I think that y'all have demonstrated your ability to do storytelling. Like as the only things what was coming in here for me was not just storytelling, but effective storytelling. I got in the end of the last conversation, I asked you like what exactly do you do? And when I heard what you did, I could like go back to the story that we had been talking about and like see all throughout it, like different parts where the story that you chose to share with me directly spoke to exactly who you serve. And I thought that was I was like, I need to come up with my list. And what are the stories that I would have? And what are the relevant parts of it here? So Chris, when you just come in and you say like the right person, the right time, and the right story, I'm like, oh, y'all live this. Like I just experienced it. Like it was really powerful because at the end of it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is like I got so many times to like grab onto parts of your story that felt aligned with like the way I can imagine myself. Like, yeah, it was well done. And so I appreciate you like actually being storytellers that can also walk the walk and that you can do it in a way that aligns with business purposes while at the same time just being great humans to be with, you know?
Thank you.
Absolutely. So end it with that. One more time, how can people go down in your world? What's the best way for them to continue on?
They only need to Google Chris and Susan Beasley or go to our website, chrisandsusanbeasley.com.
Thank you very much there.